The scripture this morning is from 1 Peter 3:13. It's a relatively short scripture, but man, if Jesus is for you, who can be against you? It says, "And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good?" And as we receive Jesus, it's within us to walk in his way. And we need to yield to walking in his way and continuing to follow him and be assured of the good news. So who is he that will harm you? Can the devil harm you? Mm-mm. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. We might go through them hard things. But in those hard things, all we need to do is try to get closer to Jesus.
Amen.
In fact, sometimes some of those things happen to us, I think, so we do get closer to him. Harm. What does harm mean? It means to injure, to exasperate. Have you ever been exasperated?
Sure.
I have. To do evil, to hurt, or to vex. Things vex us. Things hurt us. Things exasperate us. But what we have to do is remember the good news that all we do is reach our hand out and grab his. You know, like when you're in the dental chair and that the dentist is coming at you with the drill, something's going to hurt you, and you grab the sides of that chair. Well, maybe I'm the only one that does that. Right?
I don't think so.
But if anybody knew the level of how much those chair arms get squeezed, but you just like this, and that's what we need to do with Jesus. We need, when anything comes to vex us or harm us, we need to just grab hold of his hand and just squeeze and say, "Oh, Jesus, amen."
Amen.
Let's stand and sit. Let's say this verse together because it really is good news to us. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? I think we could celebrate about that,
amen.
Don't you?